Lexi was with us this past week, because she was, which don't make much sense. They have a school day off on a Thursday, so then they got to go back to school on Friday. But anyhow, it was a day off that she came over and was with us. And when she's there, I always like to get her to help me do the call to worship. But when I was studying the scripture for this week, it made it more important to focus on that call to worship that we just read. And I'm going to bear with me because it's a little long. Mark chapter 9, verses 30 through 50. Now, in the lectionary, you'll see up on the top, it splits it up into different things. I don't like to take a scripture out of context because then you end up with a pretext. So if you pick out one little scriptures and build your theology on one little scripture, it kind of takes away from the truth of God's word. So bear with me. 30 through 50. Now, in the earlier part of chapter 9, it was about the transfiguration, and Jesus healed an evil-possessed person. And he picks it up again, and he's telling the disciples again about his upcoming death. Leaving the region, they traveled through Galilee. Jesus tried to avoid all publicity in order to spend more time with his disciples and teach them. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed. He will be killed, but 3 days later, he will rise from the dead. But they didn't understand what he was saying, and they were afraid to ask what it meant. Never be afraid to ask God. If you're getting a message from God, you're not sure what it was. Hey, Lord, what's this mean? Verse 33. And this is the subtitle, is the greatest in the kingdom. After they arrived at Capernaum, Jesus and his disciples settled into the house where they would be staying. And Jesus asked them, "What were you discussing out on the road?" But they didn't answer, because they had been arguing about which of them was the greatest. He sat down and called the 12 disciples over, and he said to them, "Anyone who wants to be first must take last place and be the servant of everyone else." Then he put a little child among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me welcomes my Father who sent me." I think we've all seen some pictures or artist rendition of Jesus sitting there with the child on his lap and children around him. But I missed this for years. Using the name of Jesus, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw a man using your name to cast out demons, but we told him to stop because he isn't one of our group." "Don't stop him," Jesus said. "No one who performs miracles in my name will be able to speak evil of me. Anyone who is not against us is for us. If anyone even gives you a cup of water because you belong to the Messiah, I assure you that person will be rewarded. But if anyone causes one of these little ones," he's talking about the children, "who trust in me to lose faith, it would be better for that person to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around the neck. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better to enter heaven with only one hand than to go into the unquenchable fire of hell with two hands. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better to enter heaven with only one foot than to be thrown into hell with two feet. And if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. It's better to enter the kingdom of God half blind than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worm never dies and the fire never goes out." Verse 49 through the end of the chapter. "For everyone will be purified with fire. Salt is good for seasoning, but if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? You must have the qualities of salt among yourself and live in peace with each other." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.